From Manchester, England, comes a story that's also about the police, crime, and the community. A story that also poses these questions about public safety. Why would a prankster repeatedly call 999, the equivalent of 911, and record long, rapping rants? When can the police safely dismiss a call to the emergency line as a crank call and hang up? And if someone does this repeatedly, why can't the police find him? Well, this week, the police in Manchester released a couple of recordings of what at least sounds like a male caller with a very thick Jamaican accent.
Hello, I'm Jill.
Hello.
My citizen's right. Hey, darling, listen me up.
Hello, are you talking to me? Are you talking to somebody else?
But you have your citizen's right, yeah?
Well, you're talking to me, sir. So I don't understand what you're saying.
Developing more money.
And this goes on for over 2 minutes. Mark Hughes is crime correspondent for the British daily The Independent, and he's written about this story. And Mark Hughes, how long has this been going on, and how many calls have there been?
This started in January 2009, and since then there have been more than 3,000 calls, the equivalent of about 10 a day. They say sometimes he kind of quietens down, and other times he's more persistent. In the past 3 months, there have been 715 calls.
Now, a police spokesman said that the emergency line could be blocked by his calls that could put out somebody with a genuine emergency. Why don't they just hang up on this guy?
From what they tell me, they have to treat every call as if it's genuine, even though from listening to that call there, it's kind of apparent to everybody that, you know, after a few seconds, it's quite obvious it's not genuine. They fear that if they dismiss him immediately and it turns out he did have a genuine emergency, then obviously there would be all sorts of hell to pay. So they're obliged to listen to him, from what I was told yesterday, for between 2 and 3 minutes.
2 and 3 minutes. Well, this raises another question. How is it that the police cannot locate the person who has placed thousands of hoax calls to the emergency number?
There's all sorts of technology nowadays, isn't there? We all know that the police can trace phones and things like that. They have identified his telephone number on 60 occasions, and as soon as they identify it, they block the phone number. They've blocked 60 different phone numbers, but he just keeps buying new phones. They've worked with mobile phone operators to establish a region of Manchester he lives in. There's a region called Moss Side and Old Trafford. They know he lives in one of those two areas, but just haven't been able to identify who he is.
Well, by releasing these two recordings, I assume there's an outreach effort there to the community to, you know, if you recognize who this man is, please tell us. Is this a community where people will assist the police?
At Moss Side, how do you put this without being too kind of offensive? The community of Moss Side is a troubled area. There's a lot of kind of crime there. And one of the things that the police say is that the community don't trust the police and are unwilling to help the police. People may well recognise this man, but whether they're going to then give him up is another question entirely.
If he's found, what happens? Would he be charged with a crime, or what's likely?
Of course, he could be charged with wasting police time. It costs Greater Manchester Police £1,000 a month to deal with this guy. They've worked that figure out by, you know, they have to stay on the phone to him for 2 or 3 minutes. If it happens 10 times a day, that's half an hour. So that's half an hour of someone's daily salary. Mm-hmm. Multiply that by 30 days of the month. But yeah, there's precedent of people who say that a crime has been committed. It turns out no crime has been committed, and then the police will charge that person with wasting police time. This, I'd imagine, would be a very similar situation. So I suppose it's up to the police or up to the Crown Prosecution Services if this man is caught.
This would be serial wasting of police time.
I think that'd be the very definition of it, wouldn't it?
Well, Mark Hughes, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Hughes is the crime correspondent for the British paper The Independent, talking about the serial rapper who's been calling the police emergency line in Manchester for the past year and a half.